Yo, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Dre, and I got two words. I'm back. Me and E up in the studio doing what we doing. And I know a lot of people been asking, what am I going to do? When am I going to do it again? And guess what? Two words. I'm back, me and E. We're going to get right into it. I'm going to ask one question. If you could change one thing in your life, what would that be? We're going to jump right into it. Yep, I'm back. Let's just jump right into it. I ask you a question again. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would that be? Again, this is an impossible question for some people, but it's very easy for those who know what they want to do. And we're going to talk about today, why is it very easy for some people and very hard for other people to answer that question? First thing, the first factor I found out, and I did a little study, you know what I do. Me and E up in the studio, we Google, we read, this is what we do. First of all, resistance is harmful. I'll say it again, resistance is harmful. Change is sometimes threatening to us. It takes away the known. What do I mean? We like to live in the known factor is what I call it. We want to know, and we like to know everything that goes on around us with the people we deal with, jobs, family, friends, whatever, relationships. We want to live in the know. We want to know exactly why. Change brings us to a point to where is that we don't know what's going on. Oh, see, now he's starting already. That's, yo, that's not my opinion, but that's just really what it is. Change is inevitable, but change is also giving us the point of we don't know what's coming next. We don't know. So it's resistance. Again, I started out by telling you that resistance is harmful. We may be the type of person who likes the routine. I know a lot of people like routine. You get up, you do whatever in the morning, you do what you got to do before work, you do what you got to do at work, you do what you do on your break, lunch break, whatever. Then you blah, blah, blah. After work, you go work out, you go pick up the kids, you buy something, you get something to eat, grocery shop, whatever, shopping for clothes. You're just in a routine and things. So that's our security. We like to just do the routine. We like to live in the normal, the know is like the known factor is what I call it again. And for some people, change moves them out of their comfort zone and it gives them a fear of failing. I'll tell you again, for some people, change moves them out of their comfort zone and gives them a fear of failing. Okay, now, how do you expect, though, for things to go another way or a great way for you if you always fear change, if you want to live in your routine daily life? How do you expect to be better in life? How do you expect to get further in life? How do you expect to go to another level in life if you don't want change and you want to live in the mundane and the routine things of your life? That's another question, E. I mean, that's another question I should ask people. You know what I'm saying? There we listen. I only say what people think. Y'all know that. If you want things to change in your life, you've got to do something different. We say in clinical, the clinical definition of what insane is to do the same thing, which is routine, and expect something different from the routine. No, you can't do it. So again, we can't be the people, you know what I'm saying, that stay in the comfort zone and we have a fear of failing. The saddest thing for me is to watch those who don't want to change. They resist the change, they put up barriers and try to stop change. That's the saddest thing for me because change is inevitable. You're going to get old. I'll say it again.
I said what I said.
Listen, you all want this morning. I said what I said. You're going to change. You're going to get old. You and women, you're not going to keep that Coke bottle shape. I'll say it again.
I said what I said.
She said it. You are not going to keep that bottle shape. You're not.
Oh, my God.
Men, you are not going to keep that sack, that six-pack you got. You are not going to maintain what you call the sexy you think you are in right now. You're not going to do it, yo. Change is inevitable. You're going to get old. You're going to get gray hair. You're going to get a bulge. Listen, I don't care how much you figure you're going to stay in shape somehow, some way, because that's how God created. You are going to change whether you want to. Whether you want to or not, rather. And I can't stand, it just saddens me, again, to see people who resist this change. You're going to change your body. Those bones that were strong at one time are going to be dense. You're going to pop, crack, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to crackle. You're going, when you try to get up and stretch, you're going to hear your bones popping. Listen, that's change. Your body's going to change. Your mentality should change although too. That's the thing about it. We don't want to change. Some of us, again, we fear change and we want to live in the known factor. I'm trying to tell you, I said what I said, Nene.
I said what I said.
I'm not playing. I only say what you think. Again, resistance is harmful. Our world is constantly changing. It has been for years and will continue in the years to come. Again, our world is changing. Has been for years and will continue to change. So now, what do you do in your world? How do you make sure your world changes and you adapt to that? Let's move on. Change fires rapidly. What do I mean? Change comes quick. It does not develop over long periods of time. Change is quick. One of our major contributors to the fast-paced change is technology. Take the internet, for example. Look at the information available to us. When I was younger, and I don't have to develop, I'll tell you my age, better yet, I'm 39 years old. When I was like 19, the internet was just now kind of in its baby stage, its infant stage. Some of y'all remember America Online was that little disc, that little CD they send you in the mail. You pop that in your CD-ROM, and then you had to have a modem in your house. And then it takes a long time to dial up. It depends on what good, if your connection or your modem was good. You know what I'm saying? And then you had to wait for it to dial up with all that noise in your ear. And then, you know, and finally, if you get online, it wasn't much you could do. The biggest thing was Yahoo. And then America Online, which gave you news and different things that would happen in the country as it happened or whatever. That was the biggest thing. But as far as what we got now, we got internet on our phones. We can get everything up to date, social media as it happens, as it goes on, even watch it live. But, you know, like technology, it changed rapidly, real quick. So look how fast we can access information. Like I said, we need. I remember when I was doing research for a university, before I had access to the internet, I would have to go to the library, look up reference books, locate the books, and easily spend the day combing through the books and reading through the books, looking for specific information I needed. You know what I'm saying? So now the internet has kind of made the library obsolete, because now everything you look for as far as books you need in school or information you need, you can go with the speed of lightning now on your phone. You don't have to go to the library. You don't have to plug up a computer now. So that change was rapid. In your life, sometimes change is rapid. You may be in love one day and that person decides, whatever reason they're going through or whatever they're going through, and for whatever reason, they decide that they don't love you no more. I'm serious. They may wake up and say, you know what? Hey, listen, I don't want this relationship. I don't want to be with you no more. That's rapid. People change like the wind every day. People are in and out of love. People are in and out of friendships, relationships. People may be nice to you, not even in the next day. Some days you can be at work, be at school, be at whatever, with your friends, family, or whatever, and they could be good the first 5 minutes of the conversation. All of a sudden, they just blow up at you. It's like, what? Where did that come from? What happened? Yo, I'm very serious, E, though. I'm very serious, yo. Like, that's another podcast, because I could definitely tell you that people are fickle nowadays, and I can go on and on about that. But anyway, let me get back to clear my throat and get back to what I was saying. Third thing, do not waste your energy. Again, do not waste your energy. Resisting change in your life wastes valuable energy. I'll tell you again, resisting change in your life waste valuable energy. When people focus on stopping the change rather than being open and trying to understand the change, they are missing opportunities. I'm going to say it again. When people focus on stopping the change rather than being open and trying to understand the change, they are missing opportunities in their life. Thank you, E. In every change, there is a positive effect. At the time when the change occurs, we sometimes cannot see the positive. But if we focus and really look for it, there is good in it. Resisting change can lead to job loss. Okay, I mean, I'm just thinking about something. Never mind. there can lead to relationships and marriage breakups and friendship loss. And to financial challenges, okay? Resisting change. What? Okay, let's dive into that real quick. I ain't gonna stay too long. But what if there's a job for you in the field that you're in, whether it be medical, financial, whatever field you study you did in college or you want to be or whatever, and there was a position open, but it had to do with changing what you were doing currently. You lose it because you're like, oh, I don't know if I could change my routine. Are you serious? It's paying more money, gives you more opportunity, and gives you a little more authority. But you don't take the job because you fear the change, because your normal routine? That's just asinine. That's just ridiculous thinking.
I said what I said.
Listen, I'm so serious. That's just dumb. If you want to just be put in a layman's term, that's just dumb to even, you know, to even think or figure out. Like, you don't want the job that pays more money, more opportunities, a little more authority because you fear change. That makes no sense. What if the person that you were with decided that they no longer want to do whatever that was negative to them in your relationship with that person, whether it be friendships or relationship between the man and woman or family? What if that person said, I don't want to drink no more because I don't want to become an alcoholic, or I know if I keep drinking, I'll become an alcoholic? And you decide that, hey, man, I love beer or I love liquor, so... Like, are you serious? So you lose the person and lose that friendship or lose that relationship because you don't want to stop? Because that's a positive effect. Because we all know that too much drinking leaves up into a fatal car crash or something stupid like that. Or medically, like cirrhosis. Come on, man. I'm very serious in this place. Y'all not feeling me. And for those who experience this life, is difficult. Just imagine what our world would be like if change did not occur. What if we were still having to go to the library to figure things out and read and sit in those hard chairs and smell the dew of those mildew of those books, and you had to go to the library just to get your information? There was no internet. Imagine how this world would be. Imagine having to hear the news like we would have to hear the news, wait to 10 o'clock or 5 o'clock news or whatever time your news came on in various states and cities. What if we had no internet and no technology like that? What if there was no microwave and everything had to be placed and put in the oven again? Oh, my God. There'd be a lot of angry people.
Oh, my God.
Very serious. Angry people. Y'all had to wait on the food for hours. Matter of fact, what about rewarming the food back up in the oven? I mean, my goodness, everything is super crispy. It's not. It's a lot going on in life, yo. Anyway, let's just move on. More than just a thought. For those who know the change you would make, my question to you is: what are you doing to make it happen? Wishing for something will never make it happen. I don't know if somebody lied to you, somebody told you a fairy tale, and possibly they did when you were young. But if you're old enough to think for yourself, you should know, listen, wishing for change is not the way to change happening in your life. You have to work. I don't want to sound like a preacher, but you got to work for that, and you have to expect it. Wishing and hoping, that don't change nothing. I don't care what you say. Now, I will say prayer does, because y'all know I'm religious. And not only religious, y'all know I'm a Christian. I believe in God. I serve God. I love God. So hoping and wishing ain't going to change, ain't going to make nothing change. And it's not going to change anything in your life. Prayer does, but not hoping and wishing. So that's a fairy tale. But setting goals and taking action will make your change happen. If you do not like the things or the path your life is on, take action. Implement the things you need to do. Continue to develop your skills and learn new things. Life will be much more exciting and rewarding. They have a dream but never did anything to make that dream come true. If you answer the question, what the one thing you would do or like to change in your life? If you answered it, what do you do? What do you do? That's the question I'm asking those who are listening right now. What do you do? How do you implement the things and the change in your life? And how do you want it to happen in your life? Because you have ultimately at some point the control over the change that's going on in your life. Thank you, E, again. Very serious. You have that control and that power of the things that are changing your life and the change that you want and you expect in your life. You have that power. It's your boy, Dre. I'm here. I'm back. Y'all know what it is. I only say what you think. So just know you have the power to affect change in your life, and change is inevitable. So embrace it. Holla at your boy. Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.